Hey everyone, it's Nick here. Sorry about the late posting. This week kind of got away from us, and we didn't really have time to sit down and record a good episode, so we figured instead we would post up one of our favorite bonus episodes from a year ago, actually, from May 2019, where we rant about why I hate almonds and some extra bonus audio from when we talked to Grant Kirkhope. So I figured this was better than nothing. Enjoy it, and we'll be back next week. Thanks for being patient with us. Here we go.
Oh God!
Everything in this room was sonically pleasing until you hit the record button. It was perfectly silent. There's like a nice like a white noise hum from the vent.
Yeah,
and then just like, all right, let's hit record.
Well, I'm sorry that not all of us can be medically normative like you.
Yeah, just don't get sick. It's not hard.
Oh, I guess you're right. Welcome to the May bonus episode, our patron friends. How you doing? I was talking to you, John.
I'm great.
This time.
Yeah, well, you didn't address me.
Well, I was looking at you. We got some fun stuff this month. Two things. The second end of this bonus episode is going to be some bits and pieces of our conversation with Grant Kirkhope that we cut because it was an extra 8 minutes, and it was more about like his life and like instruments and his kids and that kind of stuff. So
yeah.
we snipped it out.
Although we did leave the most personal information of what kind of toilet paper he uses at the end of the episode.
I bet it's Angel Soft. Now that I think about
it's gotta be.
It's got, because that's the only one we didn't say.
Yeah.
Unless they got some funky stuff over in California.
No. They've got Angel Soft. I mean, he said no to Cottonelle.
Yeah, and it wasn't Scott, and it wasn't Charmin. What's left? It's Angel Soft.
It is Angel Soft. We're gonna have to get him back on.
Or yeah, I guess you're
right. We should actually have him on just to answer that.
Yeah, but before we get there,
we'll do an episode on bidets.
We do need to do an episode on bidets because it changed my life.
I know, it's great. We'll get to that, but go on with your other point. This is like old school on DIT.
Yeah, I've wanted to talk about this for a long time, and it's something that I wish we could do a whole episode on, but I can get through my rant in like 3 minutes. So we can't stretch that into 30 minutes. And that is that I hate almonds.
Yeah. And I think that it's a bad decision on your part to,
why?
To not stretch into a full episode, because
we just spend
that's our
3 minutes
stuff.
Talking about 27 minutes yelling about how bad almonds are.
Yeah, when you get heated or when we disagree is when people really want to see the fireworks. like when you give me really stupid clues for your games that you create.
People love our
menacingly.
Games.
Menacingly. So why do you hate almonds?
You already know, but I'll tell our audience here. I was watching this show that Game Grumps puts out on YouTube, and the like founder and owner, Aaron Hansen, was like, he found a package of almonds on his desk and like flipped shit over it. He's like, almonds are killing the bees! And I was like, okay, Aaron. And then like later on in the episode, he went on another rant, and I was like, well, if that's true, I hate almonds, but there's no way that's true. So I was looking into it. Turns out everything he was saying was true.
Yeah, that they're the worst.
Maybe I should tell our audience what is true about almonds.
Yeah, instead of just like, you're smirking, like we all get it, but we can't all see you.
Try to catch my breath.
Smirk with your mouth, not with your eyes, you know? Smirk with your mouth.
Smizing is like the thing where you smile with your eyes.
Yeah. You watch American's Top Model?
No, but I know that because
you're
a bim bam.
Oh.
They talk about smizing.
Yeah, because of American's Top Model.
Because I'm a professional smizer. All right, so here's the thing about almonds, and this is not a joke. This is real because I researched it. There's a lot of things wrong with almonds. First of all.
Not almonds. First of all, hashtag not almonds.
Come on, man.
I'm waiting for it.
I hate you so much. So the first problem is to do with the location. Everything like comes down to where most of the almonds are grown.
Okay.
It turns out that 80% of like the globe's almonds come from California. And that doesn't seem that bad. That sounds good for California's agricultural economy. But it takes 1.1 gallon of water to make one stupid almond.
Mm. Are they actually stupid? Did you find that out?
Yeah, they don't have brains.
Okay.
And they don't even taste that good. So
what?
It takes almonds?
Okay.
They
That's
suck.
Well, hold on a second.
Uh-huh.
That's for me to decide. Because you're getting... This is as preachy as you are right now against almonds. It's how preachy I should be against you with meat.
Yeah. Well, but, we'll get to cows in a second.
Okay.
So... it takes 1.1 gallon of water to make one almond.
And it's one of the only things I can eat. It's like you can make milk out of it.
Let me get to my point here. Okay. I've tried like four times to get to my point.
You cover them with wasabi and they're really good.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
So remember what I said about where almonds are grown?
No idea. California.
And California's been in the midst of a million year what?
Drought.
Drought.
Yeah.
And it takes 1.1 gallon of water to make one nasty almond.
1.8 gallons, yeah.
1.1.
Oh, okay. That's not so bad then. if I exaggerate the numbers incorrectly.
So, in order to get all of the water that they need, they actually divert water from a river whose name is Klamath. They divert water from the Klamath River to water all of these almond trees.
Mm-hmm.
And that is causing the water levels of this river and its tributaries to recede, which is causing the salmon in these rivers to suffer from gill rot.
Do we actually know that? What was the name of the river?
Klamath.
Klamath. How old is Klamath?
27.
Okay, well, sometimes when you get a little older, things start to recede a little bit. And I think that's probably just a natural
puberty thing.
Yeah.
Come on. It's not good. Salmon are dying because of gill rot. And if that weren't bad enough, they're shipping in bees in order to pollinate the almond trees. So there's, what is it? I think 1.6 million bees are shipped in every spring. I had the number here. Oh, I left the page.
Are they worker bees?
Well, yeah.
Is it paid
beehive.
For by the government or from the California government? It's subsidized?
No, I don't know.
So we're creating jobs.
Well, okay.
Again, I don't see your point.
We'll get there, but...
If they're worker bees,
yes,
they have
1.6
jobs.
Million honeybees are... Well, that's hives. That's not even honeybees. 1.6 million honeybee hives are needed to pollinate all of the almonds in California.
Okay. Some people call them hives. Some people call them offices. All right. This is job creation that I'm hearing. You're spinning this in a weird way.
And then apparently, I'm just going to ignore you for the most part. Apparently, 15-25% of the beehives around the almond groves were suffering from hive collapse disorder, and all the bees were dying off. So they're shipping in all of these bees, and it's causing them to die.
Would you rather us outsource the pollination?
I'd rather we find an alternative to crappy almonds.
Well, how about we keep our jobs in America, Nick? What I'm hearing is that you don't want to keep jobs in America.
No, I just don't want bees to die, and I don't want salmon to die, and I don't want people using all this water for this stupid nut that's not even that tasty.
Wow.
So here's the counter argument, is that 1 liter of milk from cows takes 1,000 liters of water to produce. Which is a lot worse. That is far worse.
Yep.
However, milk is just gross. I hate milk.
Yeah.
I don't want to drink it.
Yeah.
So just don't drink milk. That's the alternative. Don't drink milk and don't eat almonds.
Sounds like a pretty bad thesis, Nick.
Okay. The other...
How about rice milk, soy milk?
Yeah. There's plenty of other
cashew
alternatives.
Cashew milk.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe cashews are worse.
I doubt it. But then the other thing is that apparently all of the 1.6 million hives that they ship in accounts for...
American jobs.
Well, 60% of beekeepers' income for the entire year.
Uh-huh.
So that, if that went away, that'd be really bad. But almonds suck. I fucking hate them.
Let's...
fucking hate almonds,
okay.
Dude.
They're delicious. You cover them in chocolate.
They're not good. Stop defending them. They're not even that good. You eat one and it leaves this like dry coating in your mouth that sucks all the moisture out. It sucks all the moisture out of the Klamath River.
Yeah. Yeah, the Klamath right into your mouth.
Wow, dude.
You hate almonds, huh?
I do hate almonds.
Have you ever had
bees, dude. They're so cute. Have you seen a bee?
I think I've seen one, yeah.
They're so cute, dude.
Yeah, I've seen them. I've seen cartoons of them where they look even cuter. It's not what they really look like. One time I saw one that looked like Jerry Seinfeld.
And he was trying to smooch on a lady.
I guess so. I saw an actual t-shirt that was just a B-movie script shrunk onto a t-shirt.
Yeah,
that's a meme.
Yeah, that's a whole thing. do you have anything about almonds before we move on to the next segment, John?
Let's talk about how they're probably not worth it.
Almonds?
Yeah.
Yeah, they suck.
Not at all.
Not at all. They suck so bad.
But it's also let's admit to the audience right now, live, from the time they're hearing this, that you don't like peanut butter. So you know that you have a weird taste. So almonds aren't disgusting. They're delicious.
No, no.
They're just not worth it.
I've even, like, my wife is my backup on this.
Okay.
Because she'll be like, I want trail mix, but all of them have almonds in it, and I hate almonds.
She's
like,
wrong,
give me
though.
A trail mix with anything but almonds.
You guys know you're in the minority, though.
Okay, let's put it to a vote. Listeners, dial in. 1-800.
Delicious but not worth it is my official stance.
That's their new slogan.
Yeah.
Delicious but not worth it.
One of the, I mean, the, you know what has way more protein than almonds for vegans?
Tofu.
More than that? What? Another nut.
Hang on.
Like 80, another 100 nut. Times more.
Busta.
Yeah. Busta
That's
nut.
Gross.
Is that Come from on. That? What movie is that from?
I just.
That's from Tropic Thunder.
Is it?
That's his candy bar he sells.
You're right.
And booty sweat. Yep. Anyway, it's pumpkin seeds.
Yeah.
So pumpkin seeds are very
good. Oh, pumpkin seeds are great.
Yeah.
They are great. My wife makes very good, like,
at least, except
pumpkin
that pumpkins
seeds.
Are slaughtered inhumanely every year.
I haven't done any research on pumpkins.
Yeah.
It takes 1 million gallons of water to make one pumpkin seed.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, John, we're not even done with this bonus episode yet.
Wow, you're getting what you pay for, I guess. What do we got?
You know what we got. I already told our audience.
Yeah, but how much time do we have to talk left to them? What do you want from me is what I'm saying.
I don't know. We can go as long as we want. I think that we've delayed it long enough. So here's some more time that we got to spend with Grant Kirkhope, and he was amazing, by the way. It's always scary meeting your heroes. It's like, we talked to Josh Clark before. He's our hero, one of our heroes, and he was super cool. I was very nervous for that. I was very nervous for this. You can definitely hear it more so in
the
episode.
You always have my hero on when I'm not there. Did you realize that?
No.
Just Phil Gonzalez. I've never been on an episode with him.
Well.
Except for on his show.
You want me to get him on the show?
I don't know. I'm too shy. It's fine.
What was I saying? So anyway, like, I was so nervous because we called him up and I was like, all right, so this is what our show is about. And I'm Nick and that's John. And he's like, okay. And I was like, so I guess we're going to walk through the history of video game music. I'll introduce you. And then I kind of walked him through my outline. And I was like, and then at the end, I'll just ask you some general questions to get a feel for what it's like to make music. He's like, okay. I was like, oh God, he hates us. I was like, all right, so any questions? No?
No, you fucking prick. Go on and continue.
It was just, he's very, very professional. And like, it was a different experience than I had with Josh Clark, because we spent like 5 or 10 minutes just bullshitting with him and getting to know him. And then we jumped in the episode. It was a lot more comfortable. Still
and not only that, but you were trying to hide with behind your, not turning the cameras on.
Yeah.
Did you OBS the whole thing? So we have a video of it all. Okay.
But yeah, so, but then we got into it and he's a super nice guy. He fully embraces like all of the things that people love him for.
Yeah.
So like there's a GoldenEye poster behind him that we got to see. There's like
his son wears a GoldenEye t-shirt. Is that in this clip?
That's in the bonus clip. Yeah.
Okay.
He had a shirt on that said, I'm Cranky and I know it, cause he voiced Cranky Kong.
Yeah.
He had like the Donkey Kong action figures just sitting on his desk. He was super cool.
It's basically like if Nick, if you were famous for writing all the music for Scooby-Doo and then like someone interviewed you and your room looked like it does right now.
Yeah.
He's just like a total nerd for the things he creates and like is passionate for people's fandom.
Yeah.
And is like never tired of talking about it, which is most like, that's the most refreshing thing, I think.
Yeah.
Cause it's so easy to get tired about promoting yourself or talking about things you do.
I think it's in this clip too that he talked about, the DK rap.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm kind of over it. And he's like, no, I'm not really over it. I just, when it came out, no one liked it. Yeah. And now everyone does.
Yeah.
So without further ado, how about we play that clip?
Huh. Yeah, that's from the DK rap. You get it?
I get it, John.
Yeah, let's play it.
Are there any games that you wish you could go back and redo? Or are you satisfied?
No, like I'm bad at that. I'm not a great polisher. So I really think that what you've got so far is the best I can do.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to be any better than that. If I went back and polished it, it'd probably just get worse. So no, I never think like that.
Yeah, I don't know what else to say about that. Where do you pull inspiration from? Because I feel like you, at this point in your career, at least from an outsider's perspective, it feels like you have your own distinct style. But
I know sometimes people say I've got it sounds Kirkopian.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's very flattering, but I think for me, it's just that's just the way it comes out of my head, right? Yeah. I don't think I tried to sound like. I think when you hear Brian May play the guitar from Queen, you can tell it's him a mile away, right? Because just the way vibrato, the way he phrases stuff, you can tell, or Eddie Van Halen, you can tell him a mile away, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that, but it's just the way he plays. He isn't trying to construct it that way. It's just the way it comes out.
It's not conscious. It's yeah. As if I were to write a sentence, it's going to be in my handwriting.
Yeah. It's your inflection, right? So I think that I sound the way I do just because it's the way I like a certain set of chords that I use every bloody time I use writing music. I guess that's got something to do with it. I use the same things over and over again. You know. So I think that you just do sound like you because you're you, and that's the way it comes out, right? You know. Yeah. So yeah, I think that's just the way it is. I think that I'd probably like to have a crack at Zelda. If I got a game, I could probably, that would be, I'd like to have a crack at that. Cause I mean, my favorite game of all time, I usually always say Zelda Link to the Past cause I love that game so much.
Amazing.
Yeah. Like I remember that was when I had a Game Boy, but the first console I bought was the Super NES.
Yeah.
It came free with Zelda. I never heard of it. I was like, this sounds a bit of a weird title. You know, yeah. What's all that about? The minute I played it, I was like, oh my God, this is so fantastic.
Yeah.
I've never really liked Zelda games as much since that one. I did play the ones in N64, you know, but I mean, I love it on Link to the Past. It's so, and the music's so brilliant.
Yeah. You've gotten to redo some of one of my favorite soundtracks was Castle of Illusion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a bit of a weird one. Like, I had a friend of mine from North Yorkshire who ended up living in Australia. He worked at Sega Australia. And he said to me, you know, I've got a game here that I think you might be quite good for. I said, oh, really? You know, let me know what it is. And it was that. We did it for the iPad. So I want you to reuse some of the original music and also do some of your own. I said, great. So we were supposed to do the other two. It's World of Illusion and something. There's three, isn't there?
Castle Illusion, World of Illusion, and, one's with Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck.
Yeah, forget the third one. But anyway, so they were supposed to do all three for the iPad. But it's because at the time, Australia, the way the exchange rate was, it was expensive to have developers there, so Sega shut the studio. So we did Castle of Illusion, and then it got shut down. And I really thought they did a great job on that game. I thought it was a really great. On the iPad, it was great. It looked great, you know. So, I was kind of looking forward to do the rest, but we just didn't get that.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope I have so. It
on,
I wish.
I have it on. They have it on a PC now. I tried to get my daughter to watch me play it, but she wasn't quite as interested in it. She likes Mickey Mouse, but I guess there wasn't enough Mickey Mouse or something. I don't know. So what's your favorite instrument? Is it still trumpet?
Not really. I think... I spent a lot of time, you know, being a good trumpet player and trying to be a good guitar player. And really, you know, I did a proper classical training on trumpet and I played in metal bands forever. And I could do all the Eddie Van Halen, well, get close to it. I mean, not as good as him, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's peculiar that once your hobby becomes your job, you don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
And so I play trumpet at all. I play guitar if I have to.
Yeah.
And if I can use a sample, I will, which is ridiculous, really. But I could sit and play it in 5 minutes, but I'd rather fanny about with a sample for 3 hours.
Yeah. And you can't limit him. I've listened to multiple compositions where you've used just Toad sound effects as the instrument. So
yeah. So I just, you know, I'd
rather... That's stuff short.
It's true. I just can't be asked to play it. So I did that thing with Family Jewels like 2 weeks ago. We did that metal version of the Grunties, Banjo-Kazooie's final battle. It's on YouTube somewhere.
Yeah.
And that I had to practice for that. I haven't played guitar for such a long time, so I had to practice, you know, sort of get around it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a guitar that Eddie Van Halen gave me. It sat right there.
Oh, my God.
I just look at it and go, that's pretty.
Grab it.
And I'm actually playing it.
You got it next to you?
Yes.
Let's see it.
Let's see it. It's what John he made. Yeah, it's the Audible Music Man.
Oh, that's dope. God.
Dude.
That, so when, I like so, that sunburst.
Yeah, so when Eddie stopped making his own guitars, he went to Audible Music Man to say, I want to make him a guitar. So that's the first one he designed before he switched to PV and the rest of it. That's his first one that, you know, that they did.
Yeah.
So he gave it to me in Paris.
That's crazy. Like, just like taking a step back, you could still just be playing in pubs in the UK, but instead you're meeting Eddie Van Halen in Paris.
Yeah,
the whole video game thing for me was absolute, complete, and utter fluke.
Yeah.
If Robin Bean like, had never done it, I'd have never done it. We're good friends, you know, to this day.
Yeah.
And he's still at Rare doing Sea of Thieves. He's a brilliant composer.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
If he'd never said to me, you know, why don't you ever go at this?
Yeah.
I've never done it. It never entered my head. I never thought I'd be playing in pub bands right now.
Yeah.
That's my goal. My immediate goal, my first goal is to get someone to play my music orchestrated. Yeah. The first step was get you on, become best friends.
Uh-huh.
You know, right. So that's it's going very well, stones, I think. Yeah.
I have one last question for you, which is, what is your least favorite instrument to play?
I don't really play too. I mean, as I say, I do write with a keyboard, but I'm a terrible piano player.
Yeah.
And I do play guitar and trumpet reasonably.
Yeah.
So I never played anything else, you know. So, I mean,
let me ask it a different way. What's the most horrific sounding instrument in the world?
That's a tough one. I do spend most of my time writing for orchestra these days,
yeah.
But I still do electronic stuff as well.
Yeah.
So I'm using these great big sample libraries that contain, real people playing real instruments and all that. And they're getting very, very good these days. You can be pretty convincing, and people that are really good at it, you probably wouldn't tell the difference.
Mm-hmm.
But I still feel like that human quality of somebody just putting in that phrase and without you drawing it in some editor, you know, that natural thing that people do where get louder and quieter and just the way they place things, you know, to do that would take forever to get it completely right.
Uh-huh.
So I suppose sometimes you could be the oboe can sound not great if you're not, not good at understanding what it does. And
yeah.
I think because I spent such a lot of time as a kid and at university playing an orchestra, you know how things sound, you know. Uh-huh. So when it came to me, to Rare saying to me, right, this is for live orchestra, I wasn't frightened of it.
Yeah.
I could take it on and not be scared because I've sat in orchestra, so I know how it all sounds, how it goes together. I understand it, you know. I think some people don't get that. So like when you get a sample library, you might get a trumpet ensemble patch, which is like usually in orchestra you get three trumpets.
Mm-hmm.
So it's three trumpets playing one note. So you play a chord with that, it's nine trumpets. You never get nine trumpets. That's a real common mistake that people who don't understand orchestra make.
Yeah.
When you're playing a chord, you need to use three single trumpets. When you play a unison line of melody, you use all three together.
Yeah.
Because it can play together. So, people, that's why sometimes in MIDI arrangements, they sound gigantic because they've got like 58 horns and 42.
Yeah.
You know, playing the ensemble.
37 drummers.
Yeah.
And playing like, you know, it's like some people don't get that.
Yeah.
And also, they wonder why it doesn't sound real because they forget that when it's a wind instrument, you've got to have gaps in the MIDI file so people can breathe.
Yeah.
You know, trumpet players can't play for 4 hours without taking a breath, you know.
Yeah. I'm working on a breath instrument right now just to make real orchestras. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like.
Yeah.
That sounds like
it's those things that those little details that make the difference.
Like they do though, yeah.
You do because like people, the human ear just expects to hear trumpets taking, you know, having a gap in the line because they have to breathe. You know,
mm-hmm.
Violins not so much. You know, but I mean anything like that. So I think that you have to put a bit of thought into it.
Yeah. What about the harmonica? I got to prove John wrong on something. You think
I'm not into harmonica
instrument ever? Do you like the harmonica?
I've used it a bit. I guess I've only ever used a sample of it or something approaching.
You know, he hates the sound of it.
Yeah, I guess in Banjo-Kazooie, I've used it in probably, I'm thinking now, that Banjo-Tooie, I used it. There was that village before you go into Atlantis.
You'd probably use it more if there were more train levels.
Yeah.
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 jail levels.
Too many minecarts, not enough trains is the problem.
I think as a video games guy, it does make you versatile because people get, you know, game designers, creative directors will just ask you for anything that comes into the head and expect you to be able to do it.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to get used to saying, oh, yeah, I always use, you know, didgeridoo all the time.
Yeah.
You never do, you know.
So, yes, and move on.
It's one of those things.
Yeah. Have you ever used a didgeridoo?
I have.
Eddie Van Halen gave him a didgeridoo. Did you not hear him?
Behind him.
Yeah. It's the I can't think of the word for it, but yeah. You know. There's a game called Hex Heroes is not out yet, but there's a didgeridoo in that.
Oh, cool. I think I backed that on Kickstarter specifically because you were composing for it.
Dope.
Yeah, I mean, it's because it's on the Wii U. It's taking a while to get it out. But I think I know they're still working on it.
Yeah.
I used a DJ doing that. Yeah. I found a free sample somewhere and used that.
Dope.
You know,
save yourself the breath.
Yeah.
I spend most of my time with sample libraries. That's what I do.
Yeah. So I don't have any more questions for Grant. Do you, John?
I got nothing, but I did want to get a picture of us together now that you're on our digital screen.
Yeah.
time. And,
oh, you want to put banjo?
He had these on his shelf behind us right here.
Yes, so. Yes. Well, I got here. I've got these. Hang on, I've got these here. I can put in.
You can add your own.
In cranky.
Oh, this is cool. Perfect.
And cranky. Your shirt says I'm cranky.
And this was you voiced Mumbo Jumbo, did you not?
And Donkey Kong as well.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. That one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
We got a Donkey Kong haul at the beginning of our episode officially.
Yeah. All right then. This is cranky.
You want to get in here, Nick? You got to lean in a bit.
Oh, hang on. I can't get in.
Pretty good.
All right. Cool.